And we also have our own Matt Miller. We're going to check in with him on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. He, of course, is the media critic and pop culture editor at onmilwaukee.com. And, Matt, you are here to celebrate the best and the worst films of 2023.
Yeah, it was a good year for movies. There were a lot of really tremendous movies. A lot of garbage, too, but, you know, they can't all be perfect.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. Now, is that your favorite for the year?
I think Oppenheimer is my number two movie of the entire year, but the Barbenheimer phenomenon, the Barbie and Oppenheimer combination, and how successful they both were, that both of these director-driven movies, that a three-hour-long, mostly black-and-white movie about a World War II scientist was a billion-dollar grosser, essentially, this year. That's easily, the best movie of the year for me, Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. one of the best movies of the year. But also, it's just the best story of the year, that people really wanted to go back to theaters and see these kind of very odd, very thoughtful movies over, you know, comic book movies. And there is this feeling of hope for 2024 that, you know, maybe the adult drama and maybe the comedy, maybe they'll come back. Maybe people will come back to theaters for a variety of movies as opposed to kind of the IP and the comic book movie and the remake rebranding that we've had over the past basically decade.
All right. I haven't seen Oppenheimer, but everybody I've talked to, they have either one of two reactions. One is, oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal. The other was, oh, my gosh, it was too long. But
it is a long movie. It's 3 hours. But I will say that movie runs like a freight train, man. Like, it is the fastest 3 hours you're going to sit this year, and you get your absolute money's worth. And you are honestly, like, glued to it the entire time. I think it earns its 3 hours.
But the thing is, I haven't talked to a single person, male or female, who didn't like Barbie.
It's a great movie. It's a really, really good movie. Greta Gerwig, the director, all she does is make bangers. She debuted with Lady Bird, which is a tremendous movie, one of the best movies of that year. Then she did the Little Women adaptation from 2019, another really great movie, great adaptation that does some interesting things with the story, in case you thought, oh, why does the world need another Little Women story? And then she does Barbie, which, you know, has a personal stamp on it, despite being a Barbie movie, despite making a movie that has the Mattel company play characters in the movie. You know, she really found a way to kind of basically have her cake and eat it on a level that we haven't really seen with, like, until, like, the Lego movie, where the Lego movie also had that vibe of, like, I'm watching an ad, but it is so creative and so fun and so emotional that you'd forget that you're watching a movie that has been, you know, produced by Mattel. It's a really, really incredible thing. And the fact that we're talking about it, like it's an original movie, when it should feel like the death of cinema, that, you know, mm-hmm. a Barbie movie making $1 billion feels like that's something that we should be like, oh, great, you know, now we're going to see a bunch of Polly Pocket movies, which, you know, if Hollywood doesn't learn their lesson right, that is exactly what's going to happen. But hopefully Hollywood learns its lesson this year. We'll see.
All right, so those are the top two. But what were the other maybe two or three that you really thought were very, very good for this past year?
Yeah, I loved Are You There, God? It's Me or Margaret. I think that movie is so funny, so sweet, so wise about growing up and coming of age and understanding that coming of age is your entire life. That your life isn't just, you know, becoming an adult and then everything makes sense. It's a really wonderful movie. I would love to see Rachel McAdams get nominated for Best Supporting Actress. She's lovely in the film. And then actually my favorite movie of the year was one I saw at the Milwaukee Film Festival this past year called Rice Boy Sleeps. Very small, very delicate Canadian movie about some Korean immigrants, Korean immigrant mother and her son, trying to, you know, find their life together and also in this society. It's a beautiful movie. I sobbed. It hit me like a bag of bricks emotionally. It's a really tremendous small movie, and I hope people seek it out. It, again, it's a tiny film, but it is a beautiful movie, and that's my favorite thing I saw this year.
All right. And can you still see that anywhere?
It should be streaming in many places. I know I saw it on even on like an airplane. I remember seeing it as one of the options. But I was like, gosh, I can't watch this on an airplane. Otherwise, I will cry all over this airplane, and nobody wants that.
All right. Speaking of crying, what were the worst movies that you saw this past year?
Yeah, I'll start with Weenie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, the Weenie the Pooh horror movie, because now Weenie the Pooh is on public use. It is so cynical. Like, listen, I'm not going to be like moral police and be like, how could you make a horror movie out of Weenie the Pooh? You know, there's a fun movie that you could have made, but this is the laziest, cheapest, most cynical version of it. It's awful. It made me upset that I was in the theater for it. I would also say the Expendables, the fourth Expendables movie, is real trash. It is real garbage movie. I think I would have loved to seen an 80s-style throwback action movie. This ain't it. Between all the CGI and the fact that characters are – it's just a crummy movie that feels like maybe it's a tax shelter as opposed to an actual movie. Hated that. Yeah, I think those are some of the worst things I saw this year. And then, you know, I really didn't like the Aquaman movie that came out this Christmas. It felt like the ultimate death of the comic book movie this year, where it's just, it has nothing interesting to do. It is poorly made, poorly CGI'd. There's nothing there for anybody. And if that is how the DC universe goes out, it is a deserving death. They died how they lived, trying to imitate Marvel movies and failing.
Sounds a little like the real Titanic. Listen, Matt, I look forward to working with you next year as we discuss all those upcoming films of 2024. And I know next weekend we'll take a look and you'll give us an idea of what to really be excited about for the new year. Thanks so much for being here with us, and Happy New Year to you, Matt.
See you next year.
All right, sounds like a plan.